Let's talk about a love of books, not ebooks. Real books, the kind you take off a shelf and hold and page through. And if they're books about Michigan, well, now you're talking Larry Massey's language. Larry Massey is an author, a book buyer, and now he's opened Massey's Michigan Books in his home in Allegan. Larry is with us now. Now, you aren't kidding about this. You actually built an addition on your house for your new store?
Yeah, we sure did. We live in an 1880 schoolhouse out in the Allegan Forest, and we put an addition on, and I spent about 6 months building bookshelves and everything. So we got a Michigan bookstore open. Back in 1975, I co-founded an antiquarian bookshop in Kalamazoo, but then I got a job at Western Michigan University's archives, and it was perceived as kind of a conflict of interest to have a bookstore. So I got out of it, but I remembered how much fun I had doing that, meeting people, talking about books, and, you know, learning all the time. And so over those years, about the last 35 years, I've stuck away any book about Michigan that I came across with the intention of opening up a bookshop. And the last summer I was building the shelves, lo and behold, I found out that I was not the only one that was sticking books away.
Ah.
The Bentley Historical Collection at the U of M, anytime they got a duplicate, they put it in this big room, and they decided to sell those off, and I was lucky enough to get the winning bid on those books, and so there was another 450 linear feet of Michigan books.
How many Michigan books do you have now in your bookshop?
Oh, there's about 5,000. I think, you know, I've been all over looking for Michigan books, and I would say that this is the best collection of Michigan books for sale anywhere in the world.
What kinds of topics do your books cover?
Oh, anything. You know, from community histories to lumbering, books about Michigan that are fiction and poetry, natural history, railroading, shipwrecks, biographies, women's studies, cookbooks, you know, the military, UP mining, you name it, we've got books about it.
And I suspect you've got some very vintage books and all of that as you've been prowling and scooping up books.
Oh, yeah, there's vintage books, and then there's modern books, too. Mm-hmm. But some of the books go back to the early 19th century.
This is really a brick-and-mortar store, isn't it, Larry? You're not making this big push for Internet sales.
That's it. You know, you can go on the Internet and find books that you're looking for, but the thrill of a bricks-and-mortar store is you can go in and maybe see a book you've never even heard of before, and you can actually hold it in your hands and leap through it and decide if you want to take it home with you. And, of course, myself and my wife Priscilla would be available to discuss books with anybody that wants to talk about books. We love to.
Larry, I'm wondering why it is that you and your wife Priscilla, that both of you have plunged so deeply into Michigan history and books, especially these Michigan
books.
Well,
you know, I sometimes think that's why I was put on Earth, to just celebrate Michigan and all its splendors and glories and its heritage in particular. And so we've kind of dedicated our life to doing that, writing about Michigan, storytelling about Michigan, doing museum displays. And this bookshop is just another aspect of that.
Massey's Michigan Books is open by appointment. You can email or call for all the information, and you can get that information on Facebook. Search for Massey's Michigan Books, and that's M-A-S-S-I-E apostrophe S. Larry Massey, great job. Good luck with the bookstore, and thank you so much for sharing your love of Michigan and your love of books with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.